Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I am Pastor Da and New Hope International Church care for you, and we have a desire to see you fruitful and effective in the kingdom of God. God has taught me so many things in the life of ministry. I have made mistakes, but I learned, and the Holy Spirit taught me, corrected me, and showed me the way of heaven. Today, I would like to share with you how to respond to the undesirable situations in your ministry, in your community, and in your local church, or maybe in your home fellowship group. In the life of ministry, we always face some undesirable or unexpected situation that make you feel frustrated, feel disappointed. Maybe the worship team did not prepare the song very well, and they sang off key, or they did not prepare well and make your meeting kind of get into trouble. Or maybe somebody in your group promised me that he or she gonna finish a project for you, but she or he forgot about it and did not finish the project. And when the deadline comes, you find out that, wow, nothing happened. Now you can choose to get angry, to be frustrated, and to call that person and yell and get mad and make the situation worse. I would like to read some scripture here to show you how Jesus would respond to the undesirable situations. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7, verse 8 and verse 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Wow, powerful passage of scripture. Verse 8. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So the first way to respond to the undesirable situations that make you frustrated and disappointed is to calm down, check your heart, and ask the Holy Spirit to fill your heart with the love of God. Don't respond in the flesh. Hatred, frustration, anxiety, and rejection. You love. You say, God, help me to love these people who did something wrong or to offend you. When you love, you will be kind, you'll be patient, and you will not keep record of being wrong. You never give up on them. You give them one more chance, one more chance, one more chance. Can you imagine God, how many chances God has given me? I make so many mistakes. I believe that God might have been frustrated with me so many times, but He always patient with me. He never condemned me. He always come and encourage me and say, get up. Okay, you make this mistake, you try this way. I will show you the better way. We should treat our brother and sister and our team members the same way God treats us, with love. Always give people the chance. Communicate. Listen to them. Maybe the reason they could not fulfill their promise because they have emergency happen and they forget about it. Maybe their wife is sick. Maybe their mom has to go to the hospital. Instead of calling and yelling and get frustrated right away, just listen. What happened, brothers? What happened, sister? Can I help you? Anything I can help you? So responded in love. Also, depend on the goodness of God, on the grace of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance and long-suffering? Our God is a long-suffering God, full of goodness. Not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Respond to people by depending on the goodness of God for yourself. Even though the situation may not come out the way you want, you get frustrated, but God's goodness and God's grace will cover it and turn things around for you. Maybe what the team did caused the failure, but God's goodness and God's grace is bigger than man's failure. He can turn things around. Just look up at God and say, God, we know we make mistakes this time. We know that my team have some problem, but I'm going to depend on your goodness and your grace. Have that kind of attitude. You can smile. You don't need to get frustrated. You just look up at God and depend on the goodness of God. James chapter 1 verse 5 say, if any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. Don't find fault. And it will be given to him. James chapter 3 verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. God say, you ask God for his wisdom. This is the way I handle frustration and undesirable situation in my life. When I see something, instead of getting mad and yelling and get frustrated and being upset, I just calm down. I'm going to depend on the goodness of God. I'm going to respond to this in love. And I begin to pray and ask God wisdom. How to resolve this? What is the solution? Instead of being frustrated and attacking people whom you were not happy with, God may give you the what to say, how to handle, maybe bring something or bring someone into the situation to improve. God cannot speak to you, and you depend on the wisdom of God that will bring the solution to the situation. James chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. I love this scripture. Very clear. The wisdom from God is different from the intellect or the smartness of man. The smartness of man will come with cunning methods, manipulation, use the technique, human technique. But God's wisdom is this way. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. It has to be pure. Then peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise the harvest of righteousness. You depend on the wisdom of God and you respond by the wisdom of God, then it will produce purity, produce peace, love, unity, will produce the good fruit and the mercy. Anytime you begin to say, I use my so-called smartness or intellectual ability, but it will bring fighting, division, heartache, that is not the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will bring peace and love and good fruit. So please draw the wisdom. I believe that there is no situation in your ministry or in your life that God cannot help you to improve or to resolve if you depend on Him. You move in love. You move by faith, by trusting the goodness of God. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. If you do this, you move in the wisdom of God, trusting God. God can perform a miracle. God can give you supernatural breakthrough, and things turn around, and the good outcomes still come. And people still love one another. People will not lose heart or get discouraged. They will continue to serve God. They will continue in your church. They will continue to flourish and serve the Lord instead of making them feeling bad, condemned, and feel being rejected. We need to help the brother and sister to grow and to give them second chance, third chance. Maybe you use people in the wrong gift. That's why something bad happened. Don't get frustrated. Learn the lesson. Get wisdom from God. Change that person to another kind of ministry, because he or she might be in the wrong ministry. Something like that. Okay, God wisdom. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Anything happen, any undesirable situation happen in your ministry, first step, pray. And take it to God and ask God to intervene, to stretch out His mighty hand to help you to resolve the problem for you. Don't depend on your own ability. Remember this. Anytime you want to respond to the undesirable situation, you ask yourself, what will Jesus do in this situation? Don't rise up with your own greatness, your own smartness, and say, I'm going to fix this myself. No, you die to yourself, put on the Spirit of God. Clothe yourself with the heart of Jesus, the mind of Christ. Die to yourself and respond in the way of Christ. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Practice this principle that I taught you today. Make it as your lifestyle in dealing with and responding to any difficult situations, undesirable, frustrated situation in your ministry. Develop this lifestyle. Love, faith, hope. Present your request to God. Call for the wisdom of God. Ask yourself how Jesus would respond to this situation. Don't stir up quarreling, fighting, division, strife, heartache, condemnation, but come in to resolve the problem by peace. God's wisdom is so important. Amen. Thank you so much. And I believe that you can resolve the problem easily if God helps you. And in each situation, God is going to give you a specific way to resolve it. Don't just go by what man says, but go by what God says, and He will tell you what to do. You have the Holy Spirit who can give wisdom to you. Consult with some leaders who have more experiences, and don't respond in the flesh. Amen. God bless you, and may the Lord work in your life to be more fruitful, give you the increase in faith, love, the anointing, the grace, and the goodness of God in your life. Thank you again for spending time with me. I will meet you again in the next ministry advice. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Show me.
the loop.